Abundant Holidays, New Zealand, 1893. The holidays are abundant, and the youth have had the example of all around them to consider. Holidays must be respected, and work cease, and they do as they please. In these holidays, there is not anything presented to their minds to benefit their morals. Through custom and tradition, these days have gathered about them a degree of esteem, but have been in no way beneficial to mind or manners. They are a wide door opened for temptation, not only to the children and youth, but to all classes of society, especially to young men and young women. The youth have been accustomed to spend their shillings freely, as they earn them, and improve the holidays in laying off work. And what will idleness do for them? Only open a door for Satan to obtain access to their minds. Spendthrift habits have come in as a natural consequence of the abundant holidays, and the customs and practices are of that order to encourage habits and customs that are detrimental to the usefulness of the youth. The saloons are patronized, wine and beer are dealt out to customers, and reason is dethroned. The passions are under the control of satanic agencies. There is quarreling, and there is wounding and bruising and killing of one another. How can heaven's prospering hand long be outstretched to bless and prosper cities and villages where the liquor seller is legalized by law to carry on a business that takes the poor man's money to put in his till, when the wife and children are destitute of clothing and being robbed of food? The father and husband is made mad, and his heavy hand is felt in cruel blows upon the shrinking flesh of wife and children.